This week's episode of the Financial Safari is brought to you by John Kelly and Kelly Financial Services for all your financial and retirement needs.
Information provided is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute investment, tax, or legal advice. Information has been obtained from sources that are deemed to be reliable, but their accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed. Neither Peter J. Deruta or his guests are liable for the usage of information discussed. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.
There are crucial details to every retirement that is easy to forget if you are not careful. Stay tuned. We get to five details you do not want to miss.
Hi, this is Coach Pete, and if you've got questions on how to properly structure your assets and build retirement income, you're in the right place. Welcome to the Financial Safari.
Kit Fitzsimmons here, consumer advocate, checking in with John Kelly, president of Kelly Financial Services, right there in Hickory Hills. John, we talk about the major pieces of the retirement plan: reliable income throughout your retirement, reducing fees and commissions, reducing taxes, building that emergency fund to take care of the unexpected. But there are some follow-up questions that we need to circle back around to, some loose ends that it's easy to forget about. I'm sure you've had folks come into the office sure that they're all set, but one or two little details still surprise them, right?
Well, absolutely. I mean, life also gets in the way. We say it all the time in our workshops and here on the radio. For example, we had a lady come in our office last week, and one thing that she definitely wasn't planning on is taking care of her husband's mother. You know, she had a stroke. Her father passed away. They didn't have enough funds to put her into a nursing home, so they had to move into the house with her. Now they're paying for some part-time help to come in every week to help her with bathing and things like that. And this case cost them an average of $600 a week, which is still very reasonable, but it's also very expensive when you didn't have it factored into your retirement budget.
Absolutely. And certainly baby boomers who are retiring these days may find themselves doing both that, taking care of the parents and taking care of their kids simultaneously.
This lady's situation is the exact same thing. She still has a daughter that's down at U of I, Champaign, and she's going to graduate school, so it's costing her money there. You know, she's constantly sending a few dollars down to her daughter. So between her mother and her daughter, I think her out-of-pocket expenses on a weekly basis were a little over $1,000. Well, Kip, when you add that all up, it's over $50,000 a year that they weren't planning on in retirement. Now, granted, the daughter might be out of school in the next year and a half, but the mother, she's in good health. I mean, she's 84 years old, but it's like she's got dementia. So physically, she's okay, but she just can't leave her on her own. So in that situation, she could live many years.
Absolutely. I mean, life expectancies are getting longer and longer, but we talk about what the last 5 years of our life is going to look like. The last 5 years getting further and further out, we could have a lot of medical expenses out there.
Well, the baby boomer generation, I mean, they're the lunchbox. You know, they brought their bag lunch to work every single day. They tried to save. I mean, they're a great generation. I mean, like I said, a lot of them are taking care of older parents and their children right now. What are they going to do themselves 15, 20 years from now as they get a little bit older in the retirement stage? Like you said, life expectancies are living longer. A lot of people can't afford long-term care policies. Premiums are through the roof. So you have to look at different alternatives in order to protect them assets and make sure that you don't leave everything to the government or wind up on Medicaid.
And that's why it's so important to sit down with a financial coach who can run you through where you're going to be heading out into the future so that these sorts of questions are not left by the wayside, that you are taking these into account, right?
Oh, well, absolutely. I mean, the earlier you plan, the better, obviously. I mean, there's definitely a lot of alternatives people don't know about out there as far as getting some kind of long-term care coverages for them and their spouse without, you know, mortgaging the house for it. So just sit down and do a good financial analysis on it with your advisor. Give us a call. We're more than happy. We have great alternatives out there for long-term care planning, and we do it with all our clients. And it's something that people neglect because it'll never happen to them.
Do not let this surprise you as you're heading into retirement or as you suddenly find yourself taking care of someone who may be heading into retirement. The number to call to sit down and ensure that you are on the right track is 800-477-1135. Sit down with John Kelly and the team at Kelly Financial Services and know where you stand now, but more importantly, know where you're going to stand 30 years from now. That number again, 800-477-1135. 1135. Now, a question that comes up on a regular basis after folks head into retirement is how your family is feeling now that you've retired. A lot of folks do not have that conversation as early as they need to.
Well, it's always usually comes down to one or two siblings that have to take care of sometimes an older parents. I mean, we do live in a transient society today where people are all over the country, you know, brothers and sisters, or they've moved out of town, or they're not living close to their parents. And it generally falls on one or two of the siblings to take care sometimes of an older parent, you know, and sometimes it's the in-laws or the outlaws, as we say, taking care of a mother-in-law or a father-in-law. So, I mean, it does put stress, too, on marriages. I mean, especially when you have an in-law move in with you. I mean, everybody wants to take care of their parents, but sometimes it doesn't always work with the other spouse. You know, I had a couple of people in here in the last month, and you kind of get the digs from, you know, the husbands with the mother-in-law moving in with them. But, you know, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, it is a very costly expense that most people don't have in their budget. I mean, let's face it. Nobody plans on taking care of a parent like that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it does come up, and it really can derail a retirement plan really quickly.
Well, speaking of looking forward to what you're going to be doing in retirement, having that plan is important as well. A lot of folks think that they're retiring from a job, but they're not thinking about what they're retiring to. You've got to have a lifestyle after you retire, right?
That's the biggest thing. People look in their calendar, okay, I'm going to be retiring at the end of January. Yeah, but they think of retiring from their job. What they're really doing is they're retiring to a totally different lifestyle. Now they got to adjust to being home all day or adjust to doing different things. Are they going to pick up a second job? You know, what are they going to do to occupy their time? You know, is there going to be more expenses? Are you going to be doing golfing? Are you going to be doing some traveling? You know, are you going to be downsizing on the home? Are you going to be moving to a different state? I mean, there's a lot of different things that go into retirement that have a lot of different outcomes. I mean, we have people, you know, they have very strong, very good plans ahead of them. They know when their date is. They know what they're going to do. They know where they're going to be moving to. They know what their budget is. And Kip, then we have other people who come into the office. They don't have a clue what they're planning on doing for retirement. They're kind of winging it. You know, they're going to, you know, take some time off, maybe do some traveling. But after that, they really don't have any long-term goals. But I think once you have your income plan in place, now you can really start doing some planning. Because you know, okay, how much I'm going to have on a monthly basis. They know where their money's going to be coming from, and they know what excess money they're going to have, you know, for the leisurely things that they want to do in retirement or the golden years.
Well, it is time to get on the right track. It is time to know where you are and know how to head towards that golden retirement that you've dreamed of. The number to call to reach John Kelly is 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. 1135. Now, a thing to think about is certainly how your spouse is going to be living with you in retirement, how that schedule is going to match up. But the next stage is the unfortunate part of what if one of you passes away early? Are your finances still going to be okay?
Well, I think that's where a lot of people miss the boat, you know, especially when it comes for those people out there who have traditional pensions. You know, they usually choose the wrong pension options to protect their spouse. So that's why when we sit down with our listeners, Kip, what we try to do when all our clients come in the office, we try to show them how to maximize their pension to make sure that they're making the right choice when it comes to filing for both their Social Security and their pension options. Because sometime in the future, there is going to be a loss of a check, you know, whether it's the Social Security check or that pension. And what choices you choose when you make that original choice for pensions and for Social Security will have a huge impact down the road once there is a loss of income.
Well, today is the day to get the process started. Today is the day to get that second set of eyes on your plan and ensure that you are on the right track heading into retirement. The number to call to reach John Kelly of Kelly Financial Services and sit down with the team at Kelly Financial is 800-477-1135. Again, 800-477-1135. And John, this is a perfect time for folks to give you a call. Isn't that right?
Absolutely, Kip. For all of our listeners out there, give us a call. We'll sit down. We're giving out the 401k survival guide, which has got some great reading in it as far as making the right choices for your 401k, the different options when it comes to rolling it, the different options you have during retirement as far as costs involved with it. Also, we give a copy of Patrick Kelly's book, The Retirement Miracle, which talks about tax-free income in retirement, And then for all clients who come on board with $250,000, we provide them, like I said, with a will and a power of attorney for finance and healthcare. And all of our listeners who come on board clients with over $500,000, we provide them with a family trust, if they don't have one already, to make sure that they avoid the probate process through our estate planning attorney here.
That number is 800-477-1135. Finally, someone is offering retirees and pre-retirees common sense and straight talk instead of financial double talk and a sales pitch. Folks, you need to sit down with the team at Kelly Financial Services and get that financial roadmap put together. Today is the day. It is an excellent chance for you to get true, practical financial advice and that financial review that can be crucial for your successful retirement. The number to call one more time, 800-477-1135. That's 800-477-1135.
And coming up, there's a little voice on each of your shoulders. One is steering you right and the other is steering you wrong. We crack down on the seven deadly sins of retirement planning coming up